Yeah.
And I was reading a proverb the other day, and this kind of jumped out on me. You know, virtue, we kind of think of goodness and things like that, but I want to kind of share a definition from Proverbs 19.
Touch
would be, you know, being well fed, you know, a well fed cat.
But, Amen.
You know, think about this. This woman with the issue of blood, you know, a young woman, when she starts early in life, going through, you know, her period and all, that it does, it has a cleansing effect on the body. It takes the impurities out of the body and you know, it discharges it. But this woman went for 12 years just continually doing this, and it was zapping her of her strength and her ability to get out and meet with people and, you know, because under Levitical law, she couldn't be out in the public at all. But I got to thinking about this and all. And the scriptures, you know, this woman, like say she was, her body itself was trying to cleanse itself from impurities. I mean, she could just continually you know, bled, and it shows her body doing that. But this was more than something physical. This shows something spiritual too. Mm-hmm. And this woman, it never does tell what her sin was or anything, you know. But yet she's trying to cleanse herself of that. But you know, we see Lord touching her. But now think with me too. Kind of let the Holy Spirit connect all the dots in this. But this woman had done this and got none the better. But when she touched his garments, she was made whole. Well, this woman, can't think about this. The New Testament tells us three times, but this woman, it really happened as a real woman. It really happened. But I believe this woman symbolizes the church. Mm-hmm. And the reason I do that, or say that, is, you know, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But this woman's sin was never recorded. And remember, Jesus said, your sins and your iniquities I'll remember no more. And her sin is never recorded in there. And but there in Malachi, it talks about that healing that would bring forth righteousness in her. And, you know, the only way that a person can be made righteous is through the blood of the Lamb. That's the only thing that brings righteousness into a person's life. And that thought, and that woman there, back to Luke there, he said, you know, he asked, who touched me? And at first she's addressed a woman in the story, but he tells her then, he says, daughter. You know, he's calling her family then. He says, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. It just didn't heal her disease. When she reached out and touched him, she was made whole. And
Amen. That's good. That's good.
And made whole, you know, that righteousness entered into her life and all. But I got to think about Malachi there, how when you touch the Lord, that, and those that know his name, you know, we just read that, those that know his name and reach out and touch them, him, you know, righteousness is what you get. And that's what she got, and that's why I say that she represents the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, and I got thinking about this too, you know, when a woman grows older, even the Lord, we see this, when a woman grows older and she goes through the change of life, that in her life diminishes, you know, she no longer has that. And I got to think about, you know, when the saints mature and at like a self-righteousness or anything like that, because they know that that is the blood of the Lamb that, you know, covers their sins and has cleansed them from all unrighteousness. And but anyway, the Lord, I just want to say, you know, y'all guys get a chance, study that out, because that's a greater, deeper story than just the healing of a woman's physical body. I mean, it goes real deep. But I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And
David, can I? David.
Go ahead.
Can I share this too? You said 12 means to rule.
Yes, ma'am.
This lady with the issue of blood, her confession ruled her. Now, with the issue of blood, you can be weak, become weak, you can become all that. But on her way, and it wasn't a short distance to get to Jesus. And it wasn't easy during that time to get to Jesus, because people always surrounded him. Some just surround them just to see the action, just to, you know, see what was going on. But this lady confession ruled her. It says she kept on singing.
Amen.
She kept singing. But she touched the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
He didn't say, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. Yeah. Those are sometimes the confessions that people meet, that people say. They don't let their kingdom, I'm going to say kingdom confession, rule them. But she allowed her kingdom condition to rule her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, and kept, you know, when you keep saying something, you're going to eventually see it.
Mm-hmm.
It became a part of her. It ruled her. Her condition ruled her.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's good, man. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
I want to finish up in saying this too, but you know, Isaiah and Paul both referred to self righteousness as a filthy rag, and you know, they kind of think along those lines when you read this woman with the issue of blood, but. You know, it's only by his righteousness and only by his grace that we're saved. And, you know, that woman did everything she could in the natural for those 12 years and didn't get no better. But when she turned to Jesus, that solved her problem. And, you know, people go to psychiatrists and doctors today and they don't get no better. They don't get no better. It's only Jesus that can change a person forever and ever. But I'll end with that, and I'll let Brother Thurston go ahead, and I'm sure he's got a good word from the Lord from us. But
Lord, amen.
Amen. Thank you, David. It's a blessing to be on again this morning, and I thank God for what he's doing. And I'm glad that we're able to do these podcasts, and they're coming out clear on the website too. I thank God for that. But the Lord put a word on my heart. It's almost a continuation of last week, but it's different. The Lord, last week we talked about how Abraham, he left his the Lord's, and this is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Says, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And when he left his his kindred, his country, that's the net, you know, he broke through the darkness. Isaiah talked about the darkness had covered the earth, gross darkness to people in Isaiah 60. Well, Abraham was breaking through first the national deception, then the deception of the people he was around, and then his father's house. That's like personal darkness. And our focus should never be on the darkness, but we break through it because the darkness is a lie. All Satan gave humanity was a lie, one lie after another. And they work to get us off track, keep us from the knowledge of God. So we have to break through from the inside out. When we believe on Jesus Christ, we have broken through the national deception, the deception of the people that's around us, and then our Father's house, our personal darkness. And we're going to go to a country that was made without hands. It's the same thing. Now, this isn't the first time the darkness has covered the earth. When we first met the earth, it was without form and darkness. It was void of life. It was void and desolate, and darkness had covered the deep. Not just a spiritual darkness, but also a natural darkness. The earth was dark. You couldn't see it until God said, "Let there be light." So that generation failed. I don't know if there were any survivors, anybody that broke through that first darkness before God made Adam. Then the second time that the darkness covered the earth was in Noah's day. Noah broke through when he built the ark, and he and seven people made it out. His wife, his sons, and his sons' wives. They broke through that darkness and survived it. And here's Father Abraham. This is the third darkness, and he broke through. This darkness started with Nimrod in the land of Shinar, which is Babylon. And, you know, Nimrod was the hunter before God. That's where false religion started. And Abraham broke through it nationally, around the people that he's around, and then his personal darkness. The areas, the deception that we believe is our personal darkness. And the Word of God will help us drive it out and get rid of it. But we don't need to focus on our limitations. You know, we learn about faith. Sometimes people struggle to proceed in their faith. They work on having faith and no doubt in their heart. And you break through and you get what you're after. You take it. You know, Ezekiel, the Lord told him to eat a roll. It would be sweet to his taste and bitter in his belly. John, the same thing. And because they would have to prophesy. Well, John went and asked the angel to give him the roll. And the angel said, "Take it." Now, when it comes to what God has already given to us, don't ask for it. Take it and break through. Every time we break through the darkness that exists, we can see more of who God is. And God loves us. And he wants us to go forward in him and do his perfect will. God made man, not Satan. Satan's trying to interfere. And Abraham broke through the darkness. And then the darkness covered the earth, just like Isaiah said it would. You wonder why people don't go forward and they relax in the world. You know, when Samson was on the scene, he had a girlfriend named Delilah. And he trusted her, and she was an enemy against him. The world is not our friend. We can drive it out. When you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, and you have to, whatever he say, you have to receive it. That's your lifeline. The words of the Holy Spirit, he will not lie to you. He will tell you the truth. And when he give us warning, that doesn't mean that we are ready to receive it. Sometimes, you know, once God says something, personally, I work on believing it and receiving it. Because once something's in your heart, that's what's in there. And it has to be driven out or it's going to affect the way you do things. And the Lord taught me that. He said, people don't do what's logical. They do whatever's in their heart. So when you hear the truth, you have to make it stronger inside your heart. Then we can conquer the darkness that exists. The national darkness, and now we see national darkness. A lot of people are looting and pillaging and burning and over nothing. They're not even, what started it, that it's like there's no concern about what started the problem. They're just stealing and hurting other people for their own agendas. But the darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. But you can't focus on that. You have to focus on him, and it can be easily conquered. Getting on board with God is easy because he's going to help you. But you have to have that love to do it. Back in the garden, when God first made Adam, Adam was perfect in God's sight. God said that when he made man, it was good. He was good. Adam and Eve, they were good. There was no sin working in them. There was no death working in them. God enjoyed them just like they were. But he had a tree of life in the midst of the garden. And there was also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day you eat off this tree, you should surely die. It didn't say that God told him to go eat off the tree of life. He put it there for him to eat off of. All he had to do is go and take it whenever he got ready, at his will. And Adam, it didn't say that he ate off the tree of life, ever. There's no scripture that I read that said that he ate off the tree of life, ever. He may not have ever ate off of it. But he did eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now this does something to your generations. Most people gravitate to the world. Even Christian people, they'll watch TV before they'll study the word and receive it in. But remember, God loves us. What we do will affect our future. If Adam had eaten off the tree of life and gravitated to life, his descendants would have done the same thing. But he didn't eat off the tree of life, and he ate off a tree that killed him. And people and his descendants do what he has done. And if you look at the statistics, most people do, even the people that wrote the word of God, that God gave us the word through, they had to break through some things. We all have to break through. Jeremiah thought he was a child, and the Lord had to correct him. Don't say you're a child. We have to break through wherever we have to break through, and it's worth it. Eating off the tree of life is also breaking through. That was a resistance against him eating off the tree of life that he may not have perceived. The enemy don't want you to know how to defeat him. He don't want you to know how to use your authority. He don't want you to know how to use your faith. He don't want you to find out how easy it really is. So there is a dark persuasion against growing. But the love of God, we don't go forward in the Lord. We don't have to put pressure on ourselves to grow because God loves us for us, not what we can do for him. If Adam would have never ate off the tree of life, he'd be living now. And I mean, if he had never eaten off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he would be alive now. And any children that he had would be alive if they didn't sin. And if he never ate off the tree of life, God would have enjoyed him in that state. But when you eat off the tree of life, you grow stronger. You grow in the likeness of God. It takes effort sometimes. The persuasions that are already there to hinder you from growing, that can be broken through. What if we received everything the Lord said and kept it and didn't forget any of it? Or let any of it slip? What if we received everything that he continually told us and we kept it? You know, then the anointing that he will put on us would be much greater. David broke through every realm of darkness through work, praise and worship and relationship. He related to the Lord. He talked more about relating to the Lord than anybody else in the Word of God. his songs. He had more about relation. And when we saw Jesus, he would go and spend time with the Father. When you spend time with the Father, you're eating off the tree of life. When you go into praise and worship, you're eating off the tree of life. When you go and get an understanding, you're eating off the tree of life. When the Holy Spirit reveals to you something, the spirit of knowledge, wisdom, counsel, might, even the fear of the Lord, you're eating off the tree of life when you're regarding what he's saying. When you study the word of God and ask questions, you're eating off the tree of life. You're breaking through the darkness that will hold you back. And you're gaining ground. And when I saw that that the Lord can make things so plain, I said, Lord, and he told me what to do in my business. And I did do better after as I did what he said, as I made the adjustments. And I asked him, I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me before? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So it's impossible to learn God's ways if you're already leaning to something else. But when you that made me question, what else am I missing out on? Because I needed to know this years before at that time in 88. And when I started asking questions, even when I knew the answers or thought I knew the answers, and he gave me greater insight. Even the definitions, he gave me definitions. I wrote that word about definitions. This was over a 30-year period. He gave me definitions that really helped me grow. And so I ask him definitions for words that I already know, and then he gave me insight. One of the greatest was virtue. That was the first one that really got me started. And David was talking about virtue this morning. And I thank God for that. And also faith and trust. When he broke down faith and trust, I saw how much greater it is to, when you trust God, you can retain what he's saying. You're not doing any work because you're putting your focus and trust in him. But when you act on it, it becomes faith. And it's greater than when you hear the word of God, you're doing the same thing. You're receiving knowledge and truth that's beyond you. And what people have used faith according to what they desire, what they wanted, what they thought was important. But when God reveals what's important and you receive it as your own and then have faith in it, now you're growing from glory to glory. And you're operating a plan that the enemy can't conquer. You're operating a sanctioned plan that overcomes the darkness of this world.